There are about 45 seats on a typical interstate bus. 45 people who may be going to the same places but taking very different journeys. That's one of the things producer Dan Collison discovered when he boarded a bus headed south out of Memphis.
May I have your attention, please? My name is Jerry Reed, and I'll be your driver. Jackson, Mississippi, route to Mobile, and I'd like to welcome you aboard. We'll make local stops at Clarksdale 8:15. We'll make a stop at Hartsville 9 o'clock.
Give me 5 days more down on Hartsville Farm.
Deep in the heart of the Mississippi Delta is the state penitentiary, a notorious prison known as Parchment Farm. It's one of the stops driver Jerry Reed makes on his daily run through the Delta.
We usually pick up inmates every morning. Most of the time they're continuing down to Jackson, Mississippi, Meridian, Mississippi. We get a few going down to Hattiesburg.
Goodbye, wife.
Reed pulls his bus off to the side of the road about 50 yards from the front gates of Parchment Farm. Six men dressed in starched white prison shirts carrying paper bags filled with their few belongings climb on board. Uncomfortable passengers look and then look away as the ex-inmates take their seats and the bus leaves Parchment Farm in a cloud of exhaust and Delta dust.
My name is Anthony Beasley. I'm coming from Mississippi State Penitentiary. I'm going to Jackson.
31-year-old Anthony Beasley sits near the front, his long legs spilling into the aisle. He's a large man, the size of a football lineman. He's wearing a bright green felt cap with a black star drawn on with a magic marker and a pair of goggles to protect his one good eye. Beasley's headed to Jackson, Mississippi to see his baby boy for the first time.
When I come in, my wife was 5 months pregnant with our son. And he's in the hospital right now. He's been in the hospital since month four last. He was born with a hole in his heart, so he had heart surgery. So that's why I'm going from the bus station to the hospital.
Beasley says he spent the past 17 months at Parchment Farm after being convicted on a drug charge.
I had three keys of cocaine.
According to a state prison official, Anthony Beasley did, in fact, serve 17 months at Parchment, but not for drugs. He was convicted of sexual assault. He also had a previous sexual assault charge for which he served 4 years at Parchment. Without knowing this, his pledge to turn his life around seems genuine.
It feels real nice to be free. Things I did before I went in, I won't do them anymore.
Like what?
Dealing drugs. That's a no-win situation. To be away from your family, the money that you make selling drugs is not worth it because you lose all of it. Or if you don't lose all of it, you lose most of it. So it's not worth it.
Seated next to Beasley is his half-brother, Dexter. Dexter, who didn't want to talk on tape, was at Parchment for shooting and almost killing a store owner during a robbery attempt. He says he was sentenced to 30 years, but is out in 5. Anthony explains why.
You got an administration that is corrupt, so if you got money, you can get anything you want.
The two say they're members of an organization called the Black Gangsters, and Anthony says because of that, he and Dexter spent most of their prison time in a tightly restricted lockdown unit.
I just thank Allah that, you know, I'm free, you know, and conduct myself as a black man, you know, and do what I can to stay out of here.
With that, the elderly woman seated directly behind Anthony puts down the Bible she's been reading and hands him a magazine.
Will you read it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Show it to the man.
It's a copy of Watchtower.
Why you should love God.
That's right.
She's on her way from St. Louis to Yazoo City, Mississippi, for the funeral of her cousin.
I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and we have a hope of seeing our dead ones in the resurrection because the Bible tells us so, and it came from Jehovah, the God that we serve.
This is Jackson, Mississippi, and we'll be arriving at the terminal here in just a few minutes.
Anthony and Dexter are on the edge of their seats now.
You look good, Dexter.
Looking out the window like kids arriving at Disneyland for the first time.
I'm ready to get there. It's going to feel good opening and closing the doors when you want to.
Dexter's sister is there to greet them at the station.
There you go, Trish. Yeah, man.
And my sister right there.
and Dexter breaks down in her arms.
It's all right.
You okay?
It's all right. It's okay.
You're gonna be all right.
I'm down on old partner's phone. I sure wanna go back home. I'm down on old partner's phone, but I sure wanna go back home.
The next day, at the bus station in Vicksburg, Mississippi, a young man on a career path 180 degrees from that of Anthony and Dexter waits for his connection south.
My name is Jaron Washington. I'm from Pasadena, California, and I'm headed to Lorman, Mississippi, Alcorn State University.
Washington has a neat mustache and goatee. He's wearing wraparound mirror sunglasses and a yellow bandana on his head. Once on board, he pulls out a book entitled Daily Motivations for African American Success. He says the book has helped open his mind. So did a particular movie.
I saw a movie about a United States Marshal, and that really boosted my ego and got me hyped. And I saw something that I wanted to be, so I said, that can be me.
What was the movie?
Eraser, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But something much closer to home may be an even stronger motivation behind Washington's desire to become a crime fighter.
Like, I had a friend that died earlier this year. He was going to go visit somebody, and as he stepped out of his car, he caught 4 bullets to the head and was dead on the scene. And this time last year, I had another friend that was driving along in a car, and shots were fired from another car, and he died. And maybe the year before last, one of my friends on the football team was driving down the street, and a car pulled up alongside them, and he got shot in the chest and in the head, and he died. So, you know, it's been an every year thing that I've just, I beat the odds, I beat the statistics, and, you know, now I'm on my way to Alcorn State, because there was a lot of times that I felt maybe I'm not going to make it out of here.
You get the feeling Jaron Washington is going places. He's a sprinter who runs the 200 meter and the quarter mile, and he has his sights set on the Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia in the year 2000.